And maybe you're the Circle Line girl, trying so hard not to let on. You know I'm looking at the way your toes poke out through your sandals at funny angles to your feet, and how you know it turns me on. Or maybe you're the Spanish girl, playing with your hair as you wait for your friend in that wild octagon of mirrors that take calls at coffee shop. And oh, I can smell that hair from here, and I can see from 8 different angles the way your nipples look through that thin black cotton top, reflected to infinity. And oh god, it's places like that, and purple tip pros like this, it's gonna hemorrhage me, girl.
It's true. Girl, I'm only doing it to be closer to you.
Or maybe you're the bay window girl in Wandsworth Town, ripped jeans and open Venetians, painting the difficult corner of an empty room white under a naked bulb, leaning across the bar at the top of your stepladder at the precise moment I'm passing on the steep street at the bottom of your garden in the gathering night. Voyeur's delight. Maybe you're the foundation painter at the central school, looking so fine-boned I could carry you home in your portfolio case, laced up gently so you won't cry out on the bus and give the game away, tied up lightly because, girl, how could I know and injure someone with your perfect lips and wrists, your exquisite structure. Oh, an acrylic painter, I can kiss sections, I can be ginger. All the critics say I'm such a sensitive singer. Maybe you're listening to my voice now on your Walkman or your bedsit dance set, letting my songs slip into you on this quiet night in, with your pads and doodles and your fingers full of pencils and low-tar cigarettes. And the music's light and pleasant, so you hardly notice what I'm singing about. And paper wraps rock, the murderers, the hope of women. My voice is just a sound that pleases you, enters you and leaves you just the same. And that's how I want it to stay. Because, you know, those are bitter records, records which accuse women, girls like you, of using their attractiveness wantonly and willfully to trap, to paralyze men who want them and can never have them. Men who sometimes feel the perverse urge to trash the women they desire the most, who imagine they despise all those immaculate visions, that adolescent crap. What kind of idiot would sing that? Oh, not me. Sometimes I think that every man who writes, every man who paints or composes deep solo symphonies, it makes no difference. All those men are only making do with substitutes. Solomon, Confucius, Franz Kafka, they'd never have done it if they'd been as beautiful as you. Sitting cross-legged there, with gentle music laughing around a promise. There where your thighs meet, fertility a million artists couldn't compete with. I see you there in the eye of my mind, and all that cheap macho stuff about the sad misogyny vanish in thin air, and I move to tears just like any other sucker who's been bruised by all the things that weren't to be, and yet is ready to fall down on his knees in front of a woman and say, whatever you may do, whatever you may be to me, Despite the times we disagree, your ridiculous ambitions, your conventional inhibitions, I want you to know that I respect you. I accept you. I want you to accept me. I want to kiss you. Kiss your stocking knee. Accept the uniquely soft flesh and the undersides of your hips. When I've won you, when I've fallen down in front of you and said, damn Franz Kafka, damn the thin white duke. It's you and you alone I'm doing this for. When I'm through with heroes and pastiche, when you've let me make love to you the slowest, deepest way that I know how. And I'm lying between those legs I longed so much for. It feels so good. That's when I'll think of Paul Klee's epitaph. Here lies the painter Paul Klee, somewhat closer to the heart of creation than usual, far from close enough. And girl, here I lie, far from close enough to you. Shabba, 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 shabba